You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
That's a from Garnagay. He wants the full-time whistle. And there it goes. It is survival secure for Everton. Heroes in blue again. Out to Lyta Kore's goal. What a final day success for Everton.
Congratulations, Sean. You did it. Put into words what that means to you and to this football club.
Well, obviously it means a lot. Means a lot to me. Took over what they called a broken club. It's not broken. It's had its cracks, but it's not broken. We've shown that. We've shown the fighting spirit that you need. But equally, I've just told the players, it shouldn't be in this state. So we've got to learn from that. Next season's going to be a big season. But, you know, myths to it all. A magic day. But at the end of the day, it shouldn't be in this shape.
Yes, that was their appointed manager, Sean Dyche, for Everton, with a very honest assessment of where they're at. They will be celebrating. It's Monday morning here, of course, New Zealand time. But over there, for them in particular, it became a survival Sunday. And the final match day of the Premier League season, all matches kicked off at 3:30 New Zealand time. It's a great concept, that, making for spectacular sporting theatre. Everton desperately fighting their way through with a 1-0 win, while Leicester, 7 years removed from winning it all, are now packing their bags for the Championship division. Joining us now here is SENZ football commentator, host of the Saturday Sesh 2, Daniel McCarty. How are the heartbeat levels for you, Daniel, after what was a thrilling overnight?
I don't know what's wrong with me, Smithy. Good morning to you and to everyone. I just love these days. The jeopardy involved, and the oddity of how excited I get at seeing a side slip out of the top level. You know, these are places 17th, 18th and 19th we're worried about, Smithy. 17th, 18th, 19th, I'll repeat it. But, Survival Sunday, as you rightly called it, it was just utterly enthralling, exhilarating and for many fans, utterly excruciating.
It was, for many fans, in particular Leicester City fans, who did their darndest. They beat West Ham 2-1, but they had to sit and wait, and in the end it became forlorn. So Leicester down.
Yeah, from champions to championships in just 7 short years. The miracle of 2016, we're never going to forget. They were the darlings of world sport, the 5,000-1 Cinderella story that won the EPL title in our hearts, but since then, they've been a pretty consistent outfit. Lots of European nights, thanks to consistently finishing inside the top 10 in European places. They won an FA Cup. But this year, it really has collapsed. They are the poster child for that old line, too good to go down. There's so much quality in that squad. But for one reason and another, departures, maybe not enough investment, they have gone down. They under sort of mind themselves throughout the season with errors and a lack of effort. Wasn't the case today. Their quality really did show through in that first half against West Ham. And at the halfway stage, Smithy, all was rosy for Leicester. They were leading 1-0 thanks to a great goal by Harvey Barnes. Finally, that front three sort of clicked nicely. And with Everton and Bournemouth locked up a nil all at the half, at that stage it looked like Leicester were going to avoid the drop. But once Decore's goal went in at Goodison, and what a screaming effort that one was. I'm sure that could have picked up a speeding ticket. He absolutely clubbed it at the top of the D. But from then on, it was out of Leicester's hands again. And you had that very strange sort of sight for those who haven't seen it. Leicester's game finishes early, and the players are huddled around one player's telephone, watching the game and trying to follow the closing moments from Goodison Park. Unfortunately for Leicester, it didn't fall their way. But there were so many storylines, Smithy. We could pick a path through a lot of them. But even the 10 minutes of stoppage time that Everton fans had to endure, And I think, you know, the flailing legs of Idrissa Gueye in midfield, you know, Connor Cody throwing himself in front of shots, James Karkowski kicking the ball into row Z, Pickford's great save in the 94th minute, those are moments and memories and images that are going to live long in these Everton fans' minds, because they stave off relegation. They'll have a 70th consecutive season in the top flight next season. This is a founding member of the Football League. They formed back in 1878 and have spent just all but 4 years in the top flight. It's truly extraordinary, but these have been worryingly dark times for Everton. And but once again, they've avoided the drop. They have a magnet in opposite direction from the Championship, it does seem.
Interesting too for Leeds, who paid all sorts of incentives to stay up, but couldn't get it done. And honestly, Spurs have been that ragged towards the end of the season. Probably deserve it, isn't it? They lost 4-1 at home to Spurs. I mean, and they were a pretty dark day up there at Allen Road.
Yeah. Their all too short stay in the English Premier League is over. And they deserve it. Thumped today, 4-1. Smithy, they conceded a goal after 92 seconds to start the game. Then they conceded a goal 80 seconds into the second half. Championship minute stuff, that just cannot happen. And then, would you believe, they conceded a goal a minute 47 seconds after another restart, after they'd pegged one back. So they'd shot themselves in both feet and then decided to shoot themselves in one of the others. So they can't have any complaints. Three managers this season Leeds have had. They've lost seven of their last nine games. Sam Allardyce, the man who they did throw a lot of money at, but Big Sam has fallen rather flat, just 1 point in four matches. They've conceded the most goals in the league. And this is just a sign of really poor decisions over the last 12 to 15 months. To go from Marcelo Bielsa and the style of football he had, what, in February when they dismissed him last year, to end up with Sam Allardyce, completely diametrically opposed our characters, is a great illustration of the mixed up thinking. Not to mention during January when they splashed some cash, bought some players in, Smithy, and then what did they do? Go and sack Jesse Marsh 1 week later, who'd handpicked those players. Leeds will have to reassemble next year. Problem is, last time they went down, Smithy, a truly famous name in English football, spent 16 years out of the top flight.
Rightio, so Leicester down, Leeds down, Southampton quite some time ago we knew they were destined for demotion. But the good story is for three clubs up to the big money, which is certainly a big factor in this, Burnley, who we knew a couple of weeks ago, Sheffield United, and overnight to Luton Town. Good story.
Oh, Luton Town are the story of the weekend in a lot of ways. I know everyone's in love with Wrexham at the moment, getting promoted from the National League. Well, Luton have essentially done that just years in advance. They're the first team to go from the National League, so outside the top four divisions, into the Premier League. This is a team on a shoestring budget, played at a famous old rickety stadium, Kenilworth Road. People might remember Luton from back in the days. But have never found their way into the English Premier League since 1992. It's an amazing story. I don't know how they're going to go next season. I think half their team that lined up against Coventry in the playoff final were loanees, so they'll return to their parent club. You had the troubling side of Lockyer, the captain falling over, being taken off the field. So they were playing with heavy hearts, the players, but they showed great resolve to get through, and it really is a wonderful story to see. Hold Luton Town back in the top flight.
Yeah, that's a great story. Great review, mate. Thank you very much. It was a fascinating night, a late night for a lot of people, but as always, some happy, some very, very sad, some distraught, in fact. It means that much to so many people. Cheers, Daniel. We have a terrific week, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Smithy. Just want to say to Grant Elliott and all the other Everton fans, well done on finishing 17th and 53 points behind the Championship winners.
And scoring less goals than one player and one individual for one club. Yeah, well done, guys. Outstanding.